Morning Watch, Day 4. The Intrinsic Significance of Gideon as God's Valiant Warrior, Week 8. Related Verses. Judges 7, 4-7, and verses 2 and 3. Then Jehovah said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. And he of whom I say to you, 'This one shall go with you,' he shall go with you. And every one of whom I say to you, 'This one shall not go with you,' he shall not go." So he brought the people down to the water. And Jehovah said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps from the water with his tongue as a dog laps, you shall set apart. Likewise, everyone who bows down on his knees to drink." And the number of those who lapped the water into their mouth with their hand was 300 men. But the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink water. And Jehovah said to Gideon, "Through the 300 men who lapped, I will save you, and I will deliver Midian into your hand. But let all the other people go, each to his own place." Verses 2 and 3. And Jehovah said to Gideon, "The people with you are too many for me to deliver Midian into their hand. Israel might vaunt himself against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' Now then, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, 'Whoever is afraid and trembling should return and depart from here.' And 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 remained." Exodus 33, verses 14-16. And he said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us, so that we, I and your people, are distinct from all the other people who are on the face of the earth?" Psalms 110:3. Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of their consecration. Your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. Galatians 5:24. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. Related Reading. The selection of the 300 in Judges 7, 2-7 also stresses the sacrifice of our personal interests and enjoyment for God's purpose. When Gideon blew the trumpet to call the people to fight against the Midianites, 22,000 responded. God said that those who were with Gideon were too many for God to deliver Midian into their hand, for Israel might have vaunted himself against God, saying, "My own hand has saved me." By telling Gideon that he had too many people, God was indicating that he would fight for them. First, 22,000 went home because they were afraid. Then Jehovah tested the remaining 10,000 by bringing them to the water to drink. Those who bowed down on their knees and lapped as a dog laps were sent home. Only the 300 who lapped the water into their mouths with their hands were chosen by God for the battle against Midian. Jehovah told Gideon that through the 300 men who lapped in that way, he would save them from Midian. Like Gideon, these 300 were willing to sacrifice in order to be used by God. The first selection resulted in 22,000 people leaving. They left because they wanted to glorify themselves. We are willing to give up our life, but not to give up our glory. Not only do we have to overcome Satan, we have to overcome ourselves as well. God wants only those who will work for him without boasting about it. After working for God, we should merely say, "We are unprofitable slaves." God cannot divide his glory between him and us. If we still expect anything for ourselves, we will be eliminated. These ones also left because they were fearful and afraid. One must not love himself, but must endure suffering. The greatest suffering is not material, but spiritual. Whoever wants to glorify himself and is fearful and afraid will be eliminated. Overcoming does not depend on the number of people, but on knowing God. The second selection was based on a very small matter, that of drinking. A small matter always exposes what we are. In those days, both the Jews and the Arabs carried their luggage on their backs when they traveled. There were two ways to drink water along the way. One was to put down the luggage and kneel, bowing down to the ground to drink with the mouth. The other was to leave the luggage on the back and drink by putting the hand to the mouth. Among the 10,000, 9,700 drank with their mouths directly to the water, while 300 drank by putting water in their hand to the mouth. Those who drank directly with their mouths were eliminated by God. Those who drank by bringing water in their hand to the mouth were selected by God. A person who has the chance to indulge himself, but who will not do so, is one who has been dealt with by the cross. This kind of person can be used by God. God can only use those who are willing to be unconditionally dealt with by the cross. The three conditions by which God selects the overcomers are 1. Being absolute for God's glory, 2. Being afraid of nothing, and 3. Allowing the cross to deal with the self. One can judge for himself if he is an overcomer. God will test us, and we will be exposed as to whether or not we are overcomers. Only those who know the victory of the cross will be able to maintain the victory of the cross.